Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active duty military, our veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Thank you very much. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch, what you're doing, wherever you're doing, however you're doing it, doesn't matter. Thanks for keeping America rolling along. That would be our over-the-road truck drivers, the 18-wheel drivers, men and women who are working coast-to-coast, border-to-border, as well as our mail haulers, the bulk mail haulers out there, Felix and Company, hauling mail from the bulk mail centers to the post offices, as well as Tom and his suicide jockey pals out there hauling the gas, the diesel, and the jet fuel to wherever it needs to go. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also over on Parler. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Getter, spelled G-E-T-T-R. We're on Truth Social. And we're on Twitter and Instagram as Captain's America. That's Captain with an S in the middle, America. Also, don't forget our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That would be the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, that's FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon. And good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now, a lot of things going on over there in the Southeastern Asian area, if you will. Somebody just asked me about Nancy and said that how come the government, our government, keeps saying that we're not in favor of the independence of Taiwan, and Nancy's over there saying that we are?
Well, therein lies a very interesting condition here. It's remarkable that under Biden, the United States does not recognize the independence of Taiwan.
Yep.
It's stunning. Yet we have an agreement with Taiwan, and even Biden said yes when he was asked by somebody in the press corps about a month ago, if they were invaded, would we help Taiwan defend itself? And he said yes. And they just said, are you sure? And he said, that's the agreement we have.
Yep.
So, I mean, you know, does this White House not understand the history on this? I mean, it's just stunning. And I got to say, while I virtually, and this is probably an epic moment, but I virtually don't agree with Nancy Pelosi on anything, but what she's doing here, I happen to agree with her. I hope, too, that at some point she kind of mentions, you know, protecting those from Hong Kong that escaped and all of that nonsense because of China, to Taiwan. So that would really set China off. But in the meantime, what is China going to do to the United States? Well, they said, you know, there would be, you play with fire, you're going to get burned by fire.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're, you know, whatever they said,
mm-hmm.
or whoever said it. But anyway, what are they going to do? Well, they're doing all these live fire military exercises. They've imposed some new sanctions. China's imposed some new sanctions on Taiwan, and on pretty much everything except the computer chips. You know, because the world needs Taiwan's computer chips, including China. But as far as some kind of repercussions for the United States, I'd be watching for some interesting things here. Doesn't necessarily have to be a military response. It could be a cyber response. So, I'm not sure that this White House has measured all of this out. I don't think there's enough critical thinking. But, you know, we do have an awful lot of warships, including the carrier battleship Reagan in the region. So, here we go.
Well, we actually have three.
Hard for a head fake.
We have three aircraft carrier groups over there, don't we? Right in that
range? No, just one. We have a battleship and then another one, but we've got only one carrier battle group.
All right, they must have sent some of them back home then, because there were three at one time in the area. Of course, I don't know what Nancy's accomplishment is here. A lot of people are saying she's also protecting her husband's multi-million dollar investment in the semiconductors. That's the other reason she's over there. Any truth to that, you think?
I mean, you're not going to be able to prove it, but sure.
Yeah, what goes on behind closed doors stays behind closed doors, so we'll never know.
Precisely.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, the Taliban reportedly grossly violated its 2020 agreements with the United States.
Doha.
But what are we going to do? Nothing.
Nothing.
Yep.
Nothing. I mean, you know, they keep saying that Afghanistan is going to become a haven for terrorists. It's
been that.
The Taliban are terrorists.
Yep.
I mean, why do we keep stepping over that one?
Yep.
The Taliban are terrorists.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I think that it needs to be fully explained, the relationships between the Taliban and Al-Qaeda and Haqqani and Islamic State.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, hold that thought. Folks, we're going to go off to break. We're going to come right back after this short break. Don't go anywhere. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. We'll be right back.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
Alrighty, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O, and they've been saving people money for going on just a little bit more than 85 years. Currently, they are the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 25 million drivers. Now, your local Geico office or the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, can give you the information you want on what your insurance rate would be for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. Maybe you've got a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV. They can do all that, too. But if you bundle your homeowners or your renters or your condo insurance along with your automobiles, you'll save a boatload of money. And that's just the way it works. So you get a tremendous savings that way. Go over to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, and check it out. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Listen, Kyrsten Sinema, Senator Kyrsten Sinema, will she or won't she? Now, after Joe Manchin and Chuck Schumer finally cut a deal on reconciliation, all eyes have now turned to Senator Kyrsten Sinema. Now, she had also resisted to the earlier and massive tax and spend Build Back Better proposals. In the meantime, Senator Manchin pushed hard for Sinema to back the new agreement on several Sunday talk shows, claiming that it didn't raise taxes and would address their shared concerns on inflation and deficits. But none of that turns out to be true. According to a Penn Wharton budget model, the analysis there shows that the bill will actually increase inflation slightly into 2024, with deficit reduction not happening until 2027. And then only if future Congresses don't change the inventory. Now, the bill does raise $327 billion in new taxes that hits manufacturers and other producers particularly hard. It's a 15% tax, and it also disincentivates the investments that could increase output and innovation, which is a stunning approach in a supply stock inventory environment. Now, the advice to Sinema is she should stick to her principles and just reject the bill. Will she or won't she?
She is not inclined to do anything that will raise any kind of taxes on anybody at any level, including corporations. But we hope that she sticks to that. But what Manchin has neglected to admit until late yesterday when he was pushed pretty hard by Harris Faulkner at Fox News was that he was inside this bill of all things with this government. This just shows you how hypocritical they are, how cunning they are, because it's always about politics. They promised West Virginia a $6.6 billion natural gas pipeline. Yes. So that's the reason that he did it. But he also hasn't admitted that it goes on to even more so destroy the coal industry within his state. So this cat, it hasn't been a vote yet. It's just that they struck a deal. There's a chance that with enough pressure, he can necessarily back off. Willie is the big question.
Mm-hmm.
So now the burden, and I think the reason he's done this is because he's being tired of getting beaten up.
Right.
So he says, go beat up Kyrsten Sinema.
Well, okay, that would make sense. So have at it, right?
Exactly.
Now, The View and the ladies on The View have been going after our governor, Ron DeSantis, pretty hard. And in particular, it's either Whoopi Goldberg or Joy Behar that seems to do most of the...
All of them.
Well, okay. I haven't seen it, so I don't know. But the article says Whoopi Goldberg and Joy Behar in particular, calling them names like Faustus and murderer, the latter being in revelation to the COVID policies that they say killed a bunch of people. Now, unfortunately, DeSantis... Well, not unfortunately. He probably did the right thing. He was asked by the producers after all this stuff of The View to come on the program, and be interviewed. And he said, absolutely not. And he said, any Republican that does is making a mistake and wasting their time because they're just going to try to double their deep six you.
He gave them three specific reasons for not doing it, and they could choose any one of the reasons that they would accept for not going on. But in those, he listed all of the names that each of the hosts of the people on the View panel called him. He laid it out there pretty carefully, succinctly, with dates and quotes, and, as part of his reasons for not accepting the invitation, and that they could, to their producers, they could pinpoint which of the three reasons they were willing to accept. So, he took some prisoners on that one.
Now, there are more Democrats that are coming out of the woodwork waffling on whether or not Joe Biden should run again in 2024. And the general consensus now is it's starting to creep up that they don't want Joe running in 2024. They just don't.
Including, interestingly enough, Jerry Nadler of New York and Carolyn Maloney of New York.
Yep.
So, you got operatives inside this White House that know this very well, but they're not telling because, the Praetorian Guard protecting Biden himself, he is not being told this. Is my guess. And if he is, then we're in worse, and he's not making any corrections as the leader of the free world, then we're in worse shape than we think we are. But the other piece is I would imagine that Dr. Jill knows this too, and she's not doing anything to suggest any corrections.
Now, I got a message here, an email from Paul, and Paul is in Seattle, Washington, listening to us on KITZ. Thank you very much, Paul. And he's saying, Captain, ask Denise, please, does she think that because of the huge mistake that Joe Biden made in Afghanistan, that not only is the country more unsafe, but it could all come back to bite us all soon by an attack coming out of there?
You have to, we've got a lot of people that look at the chatter and they look at the leadership of the terror organizations I mentioned earlier, from Haqqani to Al-Qaeda to Islamic State and whatnot. Actually, since the death of Zawahiri, Islamic State is really telling Al-Qaeda, you don't have any leadership anymore to come join us.
Mm-hmm.
So, we don't know who's going to be designated to take the lead of Al-Qaeda. You know, Biden told us that Al-Qaeda was no longer existed, which is just false.
Right.
They're not only in the Middle East still, but they're also in North Africa.
Yep.
We're now relying on what we call, or what they call, over the horizon. We still don't know yet where the drone flew out of that dropped the two Hellfire missiles. That would be an interesting thing to know.
Mm-hmm.
But, Afghanistan is an ungoverned country, and it's been that way for a very long time. We leave, and we make it even more ungoverned than it ever was. Is there an increased risk? The answer to that, in my opinion, is yes. And as a consequence, I think that we should be re-pressuring, re-nurturing, if there's even a remote possibility, Pakistan. Because, I mean, it's an open border between Afghanistan and Pakistan.
Mm-hmm.
And, we need some kind of control there. But I don't believe that the war gamers, the counterterrorism operations, are necessarily making those recommendations to this White House, not that they would take it anyway.
Did you see our president out there making a speech without a mask on?
Yeah, of course.
Thought he was still positive.
He is. As of yesterday, he was.
Yep. And yesterday he showed up without a mask on. So who knows what's going on here anymore. These guys, what's good for us is not good for them, I guess, right?
Precisely. We've known that.
Yep. Yeah, we have. All right, I will talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. Have yourself a great day.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com. Founderscode.com. Go over there and check out all the great things that she has to offer. And sign up for her newsletters, too. Meantime, we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News.
After a series of delays and protests, the Senate has approved a bill that will help veterans exposed to toxic burn pits. The bill, called the Honoring Our Pact Act, will expand health care resources and benefits for millions of veterans exposed to toxic burn pits during their military service.
It adds conditions related to burn pit and toxic exposure, including hypertension. Comedian Jon Stewart has become one of the faces of this legislation and has harshly criticized senators.
Look, there are Vietnam veterans on this bill. They've been fighting since the 60s and 70s. People that fought for us, that we all say we support the truth. To pass that bill for them, to give them that moment of exhale.
The bill will now go to President Joe Biden to sign into law. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's
800-998-7173.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeed, it is time for your military and veterans news, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy with their two campuses where they will train you to become an aviation maintenance technician. Check them out online by going to NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. And here's more about them right now.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses where they will train you to become a certified aviation maintenance technician. Now, the website to go to is NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. One more time, NAA.edu. That's the website. Go over there, see what they're all about, and then give them a call at 800-659-2080, that's 800-659-2080. Give them a call, set up an appointment to take the tour at one of their facilities. You can go see both if you want, if you got the time to do it. Otherwise, one will do it, and you'll know what's involved. Now, Clearwater, Florida is where one campus is, right here in the Tampa Bay area. I'm on this side of the bay in Tampa. They're over on the other side in Clearwater. And the second one is over in Concord, Massachusetts, which is just outside the city of Boston. But in either case, they are set up to have you call and come and ask to take the tour. And it'll just knock your socks off when you see the campuses and the instructors and what they have to offer. Just knock your socks off. So there you go. So that is NAA.edu, NAA.edu on the website. And don't forget, their campuses are located in Clearwater, Florida, as well as Concord, Massachusetts, right outside Boston. Set up an appointment, ask to take the tour, and you'll find out what a lot of other people that have come before you have found out. A lot of great people go through there, get fantastic jobs, which is what it's all about, giving you the best possible job, paying you the most money. Now, the monkeypox disease, which has already affected primarily gay men who participate in orgies, who recently declared a global health emergency by the World Health Organization, has said that they are going to, despite the facts, that they are going to have its own expert panel recommendation against such a proclamation as making it a national health emergency. Now, Joe Biden's new czar, and yes, he has a czar appointed for this, a little bit of a switch, sounds like an end run around the democracy Democrats, but it's long been claimed that they want to save Robert Fenton, who would go back to being an associate, an advisor, whatever they would call him, for the National Aviation Academy. An information spokesman. Now, just about every city that's out there, small or large, where they have a National Aviation Academy, you're going to hear their commercial that you hear right here on this program. So that's what you're going to hear. Now, is there anybody out there who doubts that China is trying to go by the United States as fastly as they can, as quickly as they can, to get into the mix and hide amongst the people and take advantage of us and others with the technology that they have at their disposal? A lot of things are going on today in this day and age in which we live in. It's all being done by a computer. Some people will use a voicemail con. Some people will use a email con. Some people will use a social media con, whatever it is. And like I like to tell people, if you don't know who they are, don't open the email. That's number one. Same thing goes for the sports. I get a lot of different sports stuff here. And I see it because I'm a sports fan. But you got to look at the mail. You got to see where it's coming from, and you got to make up your mind, as to whether or not you want to open the stuff or not. So there you go. Something to think about for sure. Now, I mentioned this to Denise a little while ago, but the Taliban grossly violated its 2020 agreement with the United States by hosting and sheltering the al-Qaeda teacher, Ayman al-Zawahiri. Because despite the policies of the Taliban and the NRA to begin with, the National Aviation Academy, rather, and the NRA, the National Rifle Association, they're very careful about who they're choosing for people to join lately. And they're also doing one other thing. They're vetting a lot of people. Vetting will get rid of a lot of this stuff. If you you do that and you know whether or not the person you're talking to has a good track record or a bad track record. That's been my experience anyway. So there you go. By the way, the United States conducted a drone strike, as we all know. There are more on the way, as we all know. And Drone Central Special Operations Command is just going wild lately with all the different suggestions where they could go after some people that would really help them in the war on terror, global war on terror. By the way, we lost a gem last night. Vin Scully, 94 years young, died of natural causes, as far as I know. But he had been a baseball announcer for 67 years, most of which were with the Dodgers. I remember him and the old redhead would go back and forth. They were on the same team at the time. But always good to see those guys, the older ball players. And again, Vin Scully, 97 years young. I'm sorry, 94 years young. And I can remember when he got his World Series ring. He was like a kid with his hand in a cookie jar. It had been a long time for him to get that. And, of course, that was back in the days when we had a lot more popularity of baseball. And I don't know what's going on with that lately here, but we seem to be having a problem relating to baseball, hot dogs, apple pie, and Chevrolet. Now, coming up, we're going to have a short version of a road report, just to let you know what's going on the highways and byways. We do have some extremely foggy conditions tonight in some areas that are creating a problem. And I'm going to give you the problem areas so that you can figure out what you need to do long before you get there. And, oh, by the way, up there in Wisconsin, you do have a flood warning west of Madison over towards the Wisconsin Minnesota line. So be advised of that. Okay, don't go anywhere. We are coming right back. More here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Beautiful day in the neighborhood. We're going to keep it that way, too. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Roll truck, roll down the interstate. Grab another gear for another day's pay. 5 weeks on the road's been rough. Two more to go before you can let up. Gotta keep the monkey off of his back. It's a fact. He's working class. Grips that wheel with his calloused hands. Nothing he's got was handed to him. All chickens out of Arkansas when he was green. With a worn out cracker box of GMC. Now with a tricked out Pete, he cuts a new path. He earned it, man. He's a working
righty, that's Leland Martin. That's called Working Class. We haven't played that in a while, and he's from Canada. He happens to be a truck driver, by the way, and that's his part-time avocation. When he's not trucking, he's playing the guitar and singing and going around doing different tours. He gets out every now and then with Oh Ida when they do different things at the shows and whatnot. So you never know when you're going to run into him, and you might see him at one of these big truck shows, national truck shows coming around here in the not-too-distant future. Okay, let's take a look at the weather because we do have some things we do have to look at. Up there in Kentucky, if you're on I-64 east-west, you're going to have to go through where all of that flooding was, and the people are missing and the people were killed through there. We still have some rain that's in the area. It's not stopped. It's on and off. It's kind of one of those things, but it will be stopping, and when it does, then it's just going to be hot and make it even more miserable for the people that are pretty much living outside in the tents and all that sort of stuff that FEMA gives them. So there you go. Now, in the meantime, there'll be plenty of heat across the Midwest today, parts of Ohio, the northern part of Indiana, the I-94 corridor, all the way across from the Lake Michigan side, all the way to Detroit, right there on Lake Erie. And then we'll also have more of the same in Illinois, more of the same in Missouri, same thing for parts of Kansas, most of Oklahoma. And Texas today is going to be a real interesting situation because they'll have not only trucks out and about hauling north, south, east, and west like they always do, but there's liable to be somebody sitting in a way station or whatnot waiting on you. So be careful. Make sure you got your logbook right before you cross any scales. Hate to see you get caught and then say, "Do you know what they were doing?" Yeah, I do. I do. But take it easy. Know that there's areas of fog, know that there's areas of smoke, and you have to slow down when you get through there. For example, over in Mississippi, you're going to have areas of 55 that are going to be foggy coming north of the New Orleans proper area, right up there on the line with Mississippi. You'll run into it north probably for an hour, hour and a half. And they are slowing people down right now because if you can't see, you can't go sailing up through there. That's asking for trouble. A lot of the drivers are just behaving themselves, but they're behaving themselves at a little slower speed, if you will. Now, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J. Of course, Pilot and Flying J, you need to get the card they have and use it because it'll accumulate the points that you're going to get quicker than just putting it on your fuel card, your regular fuel card. And this doubles up as not only a credit card, but also as a fuel card to buy at the pumps that the pilots are flying, Jays. A lot of guys have got the card, and they use their points because you can find out right then and there what it is when you get your fuel receipt. But they use their points right then and there to save on their food or whatever the case might be. Now, something else today that's got a lot of people wondering is that many, many of the top Democrats are waffling on whether or not Joe Biden should run again in 2024. They're somewhat confused because he's confused, and he's confusing them. But you've heard the expression dazed and confused, right? There's no daze about this. This is seeing what you see and believing what you see, half of what you hear, but all of what you see when it comes to Joe Biden. By the way, Russia has told the United Nations that the West could trigger a nuclear war over Ukraine if they aren't careful with some of what they're doing and some of what they're saying. Another threat. The Chinese, the Russians, the Iranians are all really good with the threats these days. But one of these times, who knows? Who knows? By the way, there's a report that surfaced about Hunter Biden. It's from the New York Times. And Jeremy Peters writes, Tucker Carlson did not vote for Trump. And he says that he has proof to verify what he's saying. Now, people's voting rights are just that, a right. You can vote any way you want. Doesn't mean you got to be a brain surgeon. But it does mean this, that if you want to get the guy out of office or the guy out of the way that's been blocking everything, Barack Obama would be one of the people that I think you could consider in that group. But there's others. Remember, it's not just about the rhinos, it's about the binos. Or dinos, if you want to call them dinos. It's a Democrat in name only. Because there's Democrats that have come over to the Republican side, and then 2 months later, you see or you hear them going back to the Democrat side. Hard to figure. Now, Black Lives Matter has a fund, and their activist, Sean King, told the new Newsmax people that they had bought for $40,000 a dog. Okay. Pretty expensive dog, don't you think? Must be purebred something or another. But again, we'll see. It's their money. I guess they can do what they want. I guess. But we all know that's not the case. Now, let's not forget also that despite having COVID, Biden gave a Monday address without a mask at the White House. He has not gone anywhere since he was diagnosed. And that's a good thing because they don't want to get him. Don't want him getting any worse. I don't wish that on anybody. Nobody. All right. I hear the music. That means it's time to take a break. We'll come back from that break, and we'll have Ron Edwards on the air. And then the bottom of the next hour, we'll have Jackie Toledo running for Florida Congress, District Number 15. That's the new one over east of town here. All right, don't go anywhere. I'm coming right back.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.